Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 11th week of Ordinary Time, and from Canada we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching today is entitled, Not Too Many Words.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then in this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus has something to give us, and we can see in this passage His gentleness, His kindness, His patience. He's telling us, look, look, my dears, not too many novenas, not too many devotions, sometimes promoted by people who want to give you a prayer to say, and then there's a space at the end for you to make a donation, you know. No. It is such a gift to stick to the core of this gospel. There are things of the greatest importance as we look at this prayer. Firstly, Jesus is telling us about a Father. He's speaking of God as a Father. We have to hope that most people have a beautiful, benevolent picture of what a Father is. That we humans can remember and cherish that image. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. May your name be praised. Your kingdom come. That means may we live in a world where everyone together, from whatever corner of the planet we live in, that we can be at peace, that we can hope for the best for our neighbors and for strangers, for people that we don't know, that it will be someday there will be a peaceable kingdom on earth. And that means that God's will be done. And give us this day our daily bread. Can we make that happen for everybody on this planet? And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Sometimes it is really hard. So very often it's not that big. This little hurt that we remember and we can't let go of, and sometimes it's 20 years old. So give us, Father, give us what we need. Give us the grace to let it go, to let those hurts go, and to forgive. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So let's now think about this wonderful gift, this gift that Jesus gave us when he said, "Your Father knows what you need before you ask him." Let us just rest for a few moments in that. It's something that I think we can kind of curl up in God's lap and realize that we don't have to go to him with a lot of words. He knows already. But a huge part of that gift is the ability to savor it, to sit with it, to sit and think, wow, here I am, and God knows me. He knows every inch of me, and God knows what I need. God knows what I need. I don't have to spell it out. He's got it. But if I need to spill it out, then spill away. He loves us. Always. Yes, it doesn't mean that we don't ask. Sometimes we have very urgent need. Let me tell you a little story. There is a woman from London, Ontario, who went to Gaza just days ago. She went to Gaza. She took with her two teen sons. And her purpose for going was to get her relatives out, if she possibly could. But she was determined to go there and get them out. She could not find them, and she cannot get a flight home. That's the reality. She can't get a flight home. She is stranded on the shores of the lake with the sound of bombs around their ears instead of the singing of birds. She is on the shore of that lake with no shelter. She is trying to find what she can and make some kind of a shelter that will contain herself and her two sons. Let us hold her and them in prayer and hope that they are clinging to that Father who knows who they are and where they are. Let us remember all those people in such urgent, desperate need. You know, and I think we can send our love and our concern, we can send to them. We can send all our strength to them so that they will know, that they are not forgotten by us, and so much more not forgotten by that Father who knows who they are and where they are. God bless you.